Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, hello, world. How are you doing this fine Monday morning?
Another Monday. Good morning, Risa.
How are you, Jim?
And the baby boomers are at it again. You know, it's Thanksgiving. Now, how did that happen? We were just talking about enjoying our summer, and now we're looking at Thanksgiving, and it's...
Well, wait a minute, Jim. We haven't even had Halloween yet. Slow down.
Okay. I'm looking at all this Thanksgiving advertising and thinking, what's going on here? I wonder if they jumped the gun a little bit on this stuff. You know, it's like there's Christmas decorations, and it's like a long time till Christmas.
I know. Well, the retailers are busily trying to get a jump on their sales, so what can we say?
Yeah. Or the 2015 cars are coming out in 2012. I don't know. Yeah, they want to get a jump on things, that's for sure. Well, I don't know, Risa, have you been keeping up with all the news, or do you kind of leave the TV off and kind of ignore some of this stuff?
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, actually, I do keep up with the news, and actually, the latest thing, of course, as everybody knows, is the Ebola scare, and it all started with the first Ebola patient on U.S. soil, Thomas Eric Duncan, who did unfortunately pass away from the disease, and in his treatment, two of the nurses were also unfortunately affected. And so we've been kind of nervous, but today marks the day that 43 people have been released from their quarantine or their surveillance because it's been 21 days, and they say it's a maximum of 21 days for the disease to incubate. So if they were exposed 21 or more days before now, then they've already been released, and they've just got a few more people that treated him after that are still under quarantine, but they'll probably be released within the next week or so. And then there's also the two nurses who are still being treated, and the people that have come in contact with them are still going to be under surveillance or quarantine for a while. But the good news is it has been a very limited outbreak. So the health officials are saying that we're okay. They're saying that the protocols for the Ebola failed in the United States because they were old protocols that were intended to be used in Africa, where the conditions are definitely different from the conditions in the United States, where the health officials were working directly with blood and doing all type of procedures that they just don't do in field hospitals. And that's why it failed. It wasn't that anyone didn't do proper procedure. It's just that they need to do more. And so they're working on that now. They haven't come out with the new protocols yet. But one of the things they're basically saying is that all healthcare workers are going to have to be totally covered from head to toe, no exposed necks, no gaps in the suits, because it is transmitted by the transference of bodily fluids. And they still don't know how the two nurses contracted it, but they're saying it's not airborne. We don't need to freak out. I personally am more freaked out about the fact that people are freaking out.
Yeah, exactly. Panic.
That's what I'm having nightmares about, is the panic about all of it. But the good news is we haven't had the outbreak that everybody's been terrified of, so I'm grateful for that.
Exactly. I think they're staying on top of it the best they can, basically.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And
you're
hot
topic.
Statistics,
yeah. Well, I wanted to just touch on some of these people that I'm running into, and I call them amazing boomers. You know, several of them, they're veterans, and I'm just going to mention a couple here, but there's so many, and it really is inspirational because you have the kids that are inspirational to other kids. But in this case, these are boomers that are inspirational to other boomers. They think they may have an health issue or a certain problem. Well, I'll give you an idea. Bob Wieland, he's a Vietnam area veteran, baby boomer. He, in 1969, he lost both his legs in the Vietnam War. And so what do you do from there? Well, this is what he did. He's a former four-time world record holder in the bench press. Now, this is after his accident. Four-time world record holder in the bench press, lifting 507 pounds in 82 to 86. Now, check this out. When you're complaining about your issues, he walked across America on his arms in 3 years, 8 months, and 6 days, breaking all records. Of course, there's nowhere even close. All right. He was a motivational coach for a team. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called the Green Bay Packers. And People Magazine honored him as one of the six most amazing Americans in the last 20 years. The Most Courageous Man in America award. He completed a Marine Marathon, now mind you, of his condition, you know, losing his legs. He's the only double amputee to complete the Ironman Triathlon in Hawaii. And in 96, still keeping busy, he completed a 6,200-mile bike circuit twice across America. And in 2001, world champion Clydesdale Triathlon. And it keeps going on and on after that. And this is somebody who's a double amputee. And then you remember our Saul Schwartz, a 96-year-old veteran, still going strong today. He was in the Bataan Death March and was injured several times. And after all his injuries, he wound up being sent to Japan in a hard labor camp. And they stuck him down in the coal mines, which actually saved his life because the atomic bomb went off in Nagasaki. That's where he was. And he was down in the coal mine, so he survived. And he from there, he came back and was a successful jeweler in Beverly Hills, selling jewelry to all the celebrities. He was good friends with Elvis and so on. So with all the things that these people had put up with, and I'm not even going to get into, and the list goes on and on. You got Angela Mattson, who was crippled, and she could not walk anymore, and she wound up rowing a boat across the ocean, a 20-foot, 6-foot-wide boat, several times across the Indian
Ocean.
I've seen that rowboat
that she uses, and it's
incredible.
I don't think I could live for a week in that boat, much less on the ocean, rowing across. Unbelievable.
I had a 20-foot Bayliner. And I'd be nervous if I went to Catalina. And then I'm thinking about what this lady, and I saw her last night, and I said, oh, is that it? She goes, no, I want to do a solo. And she wants to do it again. And she was hit with a 60-foot wave. And, I mean, this is a report for another time. This is amazing. But
well, hopefully we're going to have Angela on the show
sometime
between now and November, I believe. She's going to be on the show.
But Retha, can you believe these things these people do, and they, you know, have the loss of their limbs? Like I read a story about a guy who had one arm and he built a house by himself, you know, he used pulleys and everything. And then when we look at a cabinet and, you know, complain about mounting a cabinet, you know, I don't know, they're inspirational. It really makes you think, you know. So you do your thing, though. I know we talk about it. We have to get a story on Retha Gray's underseas adventures.
No, well, I do all kinds of stuff. I do stuff underwater, up in the air. I love parasailing and hang gliding and not hang gliding. I'd like to hang glide. I've never done it. Skydiving I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Retha,
that was on our report. You remember the report I did, I think last week, week before, whatever, about how extreme sports are popular among baby boomers. And, you know, the cliff dive or the cliff climbing and the, you know, things like that, surfing. I don't mind some of those, but when it comes time, like some of these surfers literally go to the Antarctic and wait for sheets of ice to come down from the glaciers, and they ride the waves from the tumbling glaciers, which is really dangerous, or being parachuted out of a plane to the top of some mountain. That's a bit in a danger zone, you know, for me.
Right. Well, I like doing the passive extreme sports, like jet skiing and parasailing, things where you're actually being towed or a motor
Aretha,
is compelling
you. I could see you on that new jet propulsion thing they have where you hold the backpack and you turn the thing and it shoots you up in the air through a stream of air or water.
Right.
You familiar with that?
Well, they've been around forever. I remember as a child, that was the future. Now, they made it look like we were going to be able to go to work on those things. And, you know, that hasn't quite happened yet. But I would love to have a jet pack. People who live in L.A. know how I feel. The traffic in L.A. will make you want to take some type of alternative method of getting around the city. I would love to have a jet pack.
I
really would. I think
around.
It'd be fun. Oh yeah,
oh,
but
yeah,
I love the passive sports where it's actually being done to you. I actually went into a bounce house for adults. It was a huge bounce house, and that was even
house.
Lots of
okay.
fun.
Yeah. You just bounce around and everything.
Yeah, you throw yourself on the wall and then you bounce off the floor. It was great.
Wow. I remember the trampoline from years ago and the people flying off. You know, so it is good to have a net around those things.
Yeah, that's what worries me about the trampoline. You see all those America's funniest home videos where you have things happening to people that are on trampolines. So I'm not big on trampolines, but
let me hear your psychology on this, Aretha. What is the deal when we see somebody on a show like that and they bounce off, bang into a wall, and everybody cracks up? Or they do a skateboard and do a flip and land on their head and the audience is cracking up. There's something about that. I don't know.
I know. I get mad at myself because I don't laugh at most of them, but sometimes I do. Sometimes they really are funny. I think when it's clear that the person wasn't hurt, then I think it's funny. When there's some doubt, then that kind of worries me that we get enjoyment out of that. But we do.
Yeah, well, all this stuff is amazing, and one of the things that's not really, you would say, a sports situation, but I was with Eric, and he's this phone. You know, I've expressed this to you before. I'm still amazed by the technology of the television, the TV, and Eric's holding this Acumen technology, has the phone, where you can literally project the image on the wall. And I mentioned I thought it was, okay, it's a little 1 foot, 12 by 12 inch situation, but it literally projects a 10 by 10 foot picture on the screen of whatever you have or whatever you want posted up there on your, you know, on your site or whatever. You just project it through the phone. You, with your technological experience, you're going to have to explain some of this to me someday, how they can... Because to me, a projector was a machine that sat there and, you know, it had the two eyes that project the image and the color and so on and so forth. Now it's coming out of a telephone. Is there any end to this? Acumen technology seems to be on the cutting edge of the world here.
Oh, absolutely. I have a projector that is the size of a phone, but it doesn't project anywhere near as clearly as the Acumen phone does. And you have to connect this projector to something that has the image. So it has to be connected to your iPad, to your phone, to your television, and then it can project the image. The Acumen phone is amazing because it does it directly from the same instrument.
And the sound. There's a large speaker somewhere, and people are looking around. Where is this coming from? And Eric's holding it in his hand. And
it's going to revolutionize sales presentations because we've had to, for years, lug around these heavy projectors. And then a lot of the hotels or venues have had to put in the projector systems and the sound systems and all types of stuff. And now salesmen will be able to carry it on their phone. We've come a long way since the Fuller Brush Man,
Fuller Brush.
You had to carry all your samples with you. Now you just carry your phone. You'll be able to demonstrate, run videos, and do all kinds of stuff and project it right there for your audience. So it really is quite amazing. But you know what, Jim?
We
need to take a little commercial break.
Commercial break. I think so.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
You're sitting in your backyard enjoying your leisure time due to the fact that you're now retired. It's 10:45 a.m., and you can watch TV or putter around in your backyard. Normally, at around 10:45, you would be on the freeway or already be at work, probably, something you've been doing for the last 30 or 40 years. The problem for many of the baby boomers that have been retired is that they are finding out that the retirement scenario is not going as planned. Many times the nest egg just gets depleted a little bit faster than anticipated. You've only been enjoying your newfound leisure time for only about a year or two. You start thinking at the rate, well, I'm going in another year or two, my well-planned retirement savings will be gone. And that's the scenario to a lot of baby boomers. It's time to really budget and plan. Now that you're living experience of retirement, it's not like you're 30. Now you're there, say, 58, put yourself in the 60s. And you're looking around going, okay, here I am. Reality set in, and you're not in that 30-year-old category. You really have to start thinking because now you're 65, and there's not that big nest egg there. So you got to put together a budget. All right, so not really knowing what it would be like and not foreseeing all the unexpecteds that come up back when you're 30, now you see all those unexpecteds come up. And one of them is that thing with insurance, that deductible. And a lot of people are realizing, well, that's all right. My bill's $100,000. It's cool. They pay 80%. Well, guess what? Do the math. What's left for you? Yeah, that's $20,000, if that's a scenario. But it might only be $10,000 medical bill. Well, if it's 10%, that leaves you with $1,000, and those add up quickly. I told you the scenario where my neighbor lost his house because of deductibles. Well, here you are, and now you know what things to do and what not to do, and you've studied and planned. Well, the scenario is, here comes your Social Security payments. Well, if you're not signed up, remember all the things we talked about. Depends on your earning history, the age you are, and if you go longer, you receive more money. Social Security benefits are calculated on 35 years that you've earned. They take the high point of that. Remember, if you want your maximum Social Security benefits, you want to work until full retirement age. And then at your full retirement age, the payments will increase by 8% a year. And the longer you go, the more you get. Another way to bring some extra income is sell things that you might be sitting around your house. Get rid of all that clutter. The scenario about you may not need the two cars. Everywhere you can cut saves you money. So, and the extra income at home, research online for your extra benefits or part-time work, so on and so forth. Take advantage of your senior discounts. So we go into this segment often because when I repeat this, you've got to repeat. And then it starts sinking in. So that's the scenario, is think, because it could be gone shortly. And you don't want to get to the point where, now it's all gone. So anyway, Reith, that's the daily tip that I keep trying to drill into everybody because, the years go by fast.
Absolutely. Well, I think that takes us up to a
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, I know it seems like I'm stuck on Apple, but Apple seems to be just making new announcements every single day and every single week. So today they are actually starting Apple Pay. Now, for years, companies have been talking about replacing credit cards with smartphones to pay for goods, but consumers have been slow on going along with it. But that could change today because Apple is unveiling its Apple Pay program to an audience of over 10 million iPhone 6 and 6 Plus owners. 10 million. 10 million people bought phones within the last month. Amazing. At any rate, Apple Pay will also work with the company's new iPads, the Air 2 and the Mini 3, which will be released on Friday, but only for in-app purchases on the iPads. And you can only be able to pay for apps with your tablets. You'll need the new phones to pay at retailers. So left out is the millions, the 500 million iPhone users that have bought phones since 2007. So it's only the new iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. But Apple doesn't mind because it wants people to buy new phones and new tablets and hopes the new mobile payment system will get consumers excited about the upgrade. Now, my friends have asked me what's different about the iPhone 6, and I tell them, you know, not a whole bunch. But this is the game changer. So the iconic firm has more than 220,000 retail locations that will accept payment on the new iPhones. Major payment networks like Visa, MasterCard, and American Express, and some of the other ones, and some banks are going to be on board, over 500 banks. Retailers include such biggies as McDonald's, Macy's, Chevron gas stations, Walgreens, and Panera Bread. So Apple taunts ease of use instead of fumbling through a wallet or for a credit card. You just pull out your phone, which you always have in your hand anyway, and there's also security. No secondhands like the waiters or the valets or other people will have access to your credit cards for the information now. You know, they use those skimmers. They won't have your card. They won't be able to do that. Now, how do you get started with Apple Pay? Well, it's supposed to be really easy. You update to the latest iOS, which is 8.1 or 8.2. I think I have 8.2. But you upgrade to the latest operating system on your mobile phone. And you just do that the way you normally would update. And it'll allow all the new phones to work with Apple Pay. Now, on the iPad or the iPhone, you just open Passbook, and that really hasn't been used that much. I've put some stuff on Passbook, but not a lot. It's been used to store tickets and coupons and things like that, but now you'll be able to take a picture of your credit card, add your credit card or your iPhone's debit information, and the app will store the information. It'll scan your card, store the information, and then you look for the retailer that works with Apple Pay. And you can just give it a try on your iPhone 6 today. Now, there's going to be more than the 220,000 retailers that already are signed up. Some of the new ones are going to be on the apps like for Airbnb or for Groupon or Lyft and Uber. And there, lots of people are going to be accepting payments this way. So to pay, you just hold down the Touch ID fingerprint sensor on your Apple device and point it at the Apple Pay reader, which will be at the location, at the McDonald's or whatever. And at home, with the iPad, you just use your fingerprint instead of a password. And then I know a lot of people like me, my first thought was, well, what happens if the phone gets stolen or the tablet gets lost? Well, you just go to your Find My Phone and you push a little button or a little thing on your phone that will put it actually in a lockdown mode because it'll tell the device that it's lost, nobody else can use it, and it'll suspend your Apple Pay. I was out of town, and some people were telling me that their daughter lost their phone. They did the Find My Phone. Somebody had stolen it, but they threw it out the car window because they sounded the beep on the actual device. So everybody, if you have an Apple phone, you should definitely make sure your Find My Phone is activated. And consumers tend to rush out and use their new Apple products as soon as they come out. I'm one of those people I want to use my phone as soon as it comes out. So Apple's saying that it should be safe as of today. They should have no security breaches. But if you want to wait a few days and check it out, see what happens. There's probably going to be some bugs, but the bugs will probably, hopefully, be fixed quickly. Apple usually does. And while the Apple network of 10 million new iPhone owners is just a small part of the 500 million iPhone people, they still think that the audience will grow, people will buy the new phone, and they will use the new product. Now, he estimates that Apple, which is launching the Apple Pay only in the United States so far, will have sold 60 million new iPhone 6 and 6 Pluses by the end of the year. So if you've got your iPhone 6, 6 Plus, go ahead, use it today with your Apple Pay. I'm probably going to use it. But, you know, I love my iPhone, but I still think I'm going to get one of those Acumen projection phones because as much as I love my iPhone, it doesn't project onto the wall like the Acumen phone does. So I've always said I'm not going to get two phones. I'm not going to get two phones. I think that might be the game changer. I may end up with two phones.
Well, you know, it's the response that we're getting from this. And if you look at the phone, just by looking at the phone, I did a double take because, you know, over the years, you know, by looking at something quality, and it just looks so well made. And, you know, for what it does, the technology is, and it's not just the projection. It's there's so much more to that. And I think this is the wave of the now, which is now is the future. What happened? All of a sudden, we can't say, well, what's in the future? We're sitting in the future. This stuff is coming out. And,
now, you remember going to Disneyland when they had Tomorrowland? They don't have Tomorrowland anymore because there's really, they
yesterday.
Don't know what's coming tomorrow. We've done everything.
Well, they should have Yesterdayland or something. You know?
Well, I think that's Frontierland.
Okay. That's right, yeah. Well, the place I used to go to is a parking lot now. It's called Riverview, and it was so cool. And you ever go back to places that you used to kind of see and hang out at and that, and then it's a McDonald's or something? Oh, what happened to my old place? Oh, well. But look at here we are at 10:30. Holy smokes.
Yeah, driving around Los Angeles, it's amazing. I was driving in from the airport last night, and there was just this whole area. I don't even remember what used to be there. But it's flat now, and they're building new stuff there, and they're building train tracks and stuff so that we will actually have public transportation here in Los Angeles. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Take some of those cars off the road.
Well, you know, you're never going to get me out of my car. It's not going to happen. I'm one of those people, they'll bury me in my car.
I have a cool little car, super gas. Yeah. That's cool.
I like the freedom, though. I can come and go when I want, even when I have friends that say, I'll drive. Most of the time, I prefer to drive myself because I can say, okay, time to go. And they have no choice. They have to leave with me.
Exactly. And it looks like it's about time to go for us again. That half hour went fast. But we thank everybody for jumping on board with us and looking forward to next week with Reason and Jim.
See you next Monday morning at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. We'll see you guys.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m. we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Hi, I'm Retha Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discolorations, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RethaGray.nerium.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee. Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Retha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.